Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
We'll be right back.
on with me. They gon' wanna hit the horns.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, yeah. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Good morning, everyone. On this October, the second day of the year has gone by so fast. Things happen in Wiggum, African American news. By the great Cheryl Smith. No excuse for the news. We have E-Blast. All you have to do is get on 214 941-0. Get that e-blast. I tell you, it's so exciting to be here this morning. I call myself a warrior, literally, out here making things happen. And getting to see my favorite team of all times. I tell you, Pauly Klein, when it happened, some of the hot news today. Can we pick us? How we play. We going up. The Gaza hospitals, blast, shakeups, blast, world, everything. But that's how we'll cover what we can, when we can, on this morning. Glad to have you with me. October awareness here. You know, we got Halloween coming up. We'll give you some safety tips. We hope that you guys still enjoy, but again, we have to be extra careful. People are not as be as nice on Halloween as we were with kids. The church, the buckets, it's just scary right now. It's really going to someone's house that you know, so to keep it. Hip hop, most BET Hip Hop Awards in 2023. I tell you, folks, Missy, it's some great things going on around here's a hip hop. I still think to the hip, to the hop, to you don't stop rocking to the bang bang, jump the boogie to the boogie to the boogie beat. That was pretty good. Been back 50 years. Just enjoy the idea of what hip-hop has brought to our lives. Absolutely. Gave us a way of ourselves in a world where music was, we thought, universal. But you're thinking about the Motown sound. But when we came out with this hip-hop, whole new ball game, and everybody couldn't enter the hip-hop world. He is celebrating. Here's something for your pet owners. You know, I'm a pet lover. I've had dogs throughout my life. And then I had the cats. Cats kind of self-govern themselves. You know, she'll put things out, grits, anything, and the cats come and eat it, and they have a tendency in the house. I always thought they were pretty sneaky. That was just my own cats. But they definitely kept any rodents away, which was pretty good, especially down in Florida. You might have a little field mouse or something running around. Cat come over and take care of the property. Love your pet. I know we recently lost our dog, and it was pretty tough. You know, we've gotten through it. She's going to a missing Arkansas deputy identified as a victim in the murder. And you can get all this on our e-blast, folks. Just give you some of the highlights of some of the things that were covered. The CC Russo Old Gold and Black Gala that was at the, I'm trying to see what room, but it's outstanding. Black and Gold, I'm sure, is the alpha event. I want to congratulate them on what they've accomplished. I tell you, a lot of people think that we are really at odds with all of our brothers and girls. But I can tell you this. You know, we may have different colors and different thoughts about which direction we're going to steer our course. However, it's all about helping our fellow brothers out. Some of my best friends are in other met a young man last night from Houston, Texas. Well, we got along like we had been friends for 30,000 years. But that's how people think we're always at odds, and we're not at odds. We just take different, our course, are the same, but we go about getting there differently. How about that? I kind of like that. So we will continue to talk about that, maybe get someone to talk about their adventures with the men of Alpha Phi Alpha. And as a guy in the Divine Nine, they are in 1906. And often people may ask, well, why do you know their date? And, you know, when you're in the, you have a tendency to know dates. They were 1906, a.k.a. 1908. We came along in 11. To use an 11 a little bit later that year. If you've gotten into these organizations, you have a tendency to study the came into existence. But it's a lot for our communities. Classes and sessions. Learn something today. Forget efforts and stifle or rewrite history. Control. No fibroids. There's going to be a session here. It's going to be the KRMB. And it's going to be at Sankofa Kitchen. October 22nd, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Please come in. Ladies, you know what we do about things. But spread the word. Fibroid free. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about fibroids. You have family members. When I was growing up, that we had all kind of difficulties and found out that there's a lot of fibroid issue, especially in the African-American community. And in school, I thought I could solve the world with that, having some issues at that particular time. They had died, and all of a sudden it seems like our African-American moms, sisters, and friends were all coming down with some fibrotic tissue. So at Florida A&M, I was cure the world. Did a lot of research on it and found out some of it. Some of it's through heredity, those bloodlines. But what do we do about it? We start, once we find out that there's an issue, it can be part of your diet, exercise, things of that nature to get you back on course. So, sisters, be careful in this event. Again, this event is, I wanted you to be fibroid free. You can say that after about 12 shots of hot tea this morning. Fourth, again, Lynn Hayes at KRNB 105.7, Sankofa Kitchen, which is on exposition there near Fair Park. Please, folks, come out. Somebody, tell somebody you love. Tell somebody you know. We get, must control this, because in African-American women, there of it that we know is being detected, and we need your sisters around for a long, long time. Shaking my head. This is the 45th president. If you look on our blurb or on our, not on our blurb, but on our website for this particular paper, or news class, I'm sorry, that we have, we want you to look. President, the treatment that he's been, he's looking like he's surprised. But when you do people wrong, there's a chance people will return. And that's why it's so important. So I pray that all parties move forward and we continue. All right. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later as well. Bye. Heavy on self. Heavy on self. There's some things out there we want you to look at too. Woman Eddie Bernice Johnson, just absolutely wonderful for her service for so many years. She's on the circuit doing so. Try to look in your local listings for her throughout. I'm sure she has some stories to tell. All right. Salandra, Dr. Salandra Daniels is selected as a superb woman. She's a dentist. She's learning as much as possible about her craft. A graduate of Southern Methodist University, the National Merit Scholar joined Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and participated in students, Minority Association of Pre-Health Students, National Program Council, Residence Life and Student Housing Sisters, while working on her bachelor's degree in chemistry. A.T. Steele College of Graduate Health Studies and Public Health, and at A.T. Steele University Health Sciences for her doctor in medicine, love and life. Dr. Salandra is a dentist who knows on your face. A superb woman of the day, Miss, and I say, let me back up, Dr. Salandra Daniels. It's just good, all these spotlights. I want to see who, I'll be glad when I become the superb man of the day, week. We keep doing what we're doing. We got to look, listen, and think, folks. A picture is worth a thousand words. We can look at things. You know, I always look at a half a glass of water. You'll be surprised what people will think. Can be half empty. It just depends on who's telling the story. And we get that a lot here in this country because everybody wants to tell their story differently. And what I think about is the insurrection. And a lot of people didn't realize the effect, the domino effect that have on their lives. Some of the people that have been nominated for speaker of the house have come back to activities on January 6th. What you do today, people will refrain in line, folks. Must. And that insurrection is still waiting to see some of the fallout of what's going to happen when they start voting and sending people to court. We just want to see how. Look, listen, and feel. That's what we've been told all our life, but we want you to look, listen, and think. We say a picture is worth a thousand words. You can give your description on what you've seen. I'm telling you. Yeah, that's part of it. And then what you've analyzed, what you've seen, then now you can think. Hopefully we'll have a different mindset. Look, listen, and feel. It is absolutely something that we need. As we look, listen, the narrative and say, look, listen, and think. You can find All you have to do is dial 214-941-0010 to get on this e-blast, folks. What a way to start your morning. Absolutely wonderful. Get it every day. Violence and self-defense. Now, we're talking about what happened in Montgomery. One of the features we have, violence and self-defense, you be the judge. And be fair, because history has not always been fair, and we know that. Couldn't go to the corner store. You couldn't buy a car with terrorists. You couldn't go down the road driving wild. See, everyone wants to ask. You cannot. And some of these parents, what are you afraid of? Your kids know how their ancestors lived and what they may have accomplished during their time growing up, how they made life miserable for a certain ethnicity. Well, some kids can look right through everything and see that you, what your ancestors may have created. What is wrong? We got to wake up, America. This is things getting real crucial. Real crucial. But again, was it violence or self-defense? When you're doing your job and people are preventing you, they come and they rush you, and that's bum rushing. What are you supposed to do? We've turned over years. We've been slapped on both cheeks, popped in the head, everything. And to see how they jumped this brother for just doing his job. I'm up here just shaking my head. Craziness. But back to Montgomery. The big brawl on the... Now, had it been the other way, security guard and blacks that had the boat, then they say we would have... And poor security guard. Security guard fought back. And you want to say poor, say poor black people, poor people who contributed. A lot of pressure right now to see how Montgomery is going to really unfold all of this. What's the fallout? Three or four white guys on a brother who had the tables turned or reversed. They would out of the Montgomery Police Department and the Sheriff's Department down there. The brother's beating up a white guy. In that short clips that we have, they were not that short. We didn't, had it been someone of color doing the attacking, oh yeah, people would have lost. Interesting to see the narrative that may have been used. Absolutely crazy. The business goes to Michael Lavelle Wines. Michael Lavelle, flavorful wines made with grapes from California and Oregon. Terrence Lowe created Michael Lavelle Wines through a passion and curiosity, about the rich history of wine. Now, let me tell you a little history about wine. It's lives we have to take some of the bad to get good. I first thought about wine and how it was made, and you think about California, let's just speak on our end, how they had that great rain and these folk grapes off the vine, and how they made the wine, and out of losing wine, and the sun would shine on those grapes that fell off, and then we created that we can make raisins. I say that because oftentimes in our life, everything can be going good, but then again, it twists, and we're falling out. But sometimes that's the redirection of our lives. And we have to take heed to that. If it happens to everyone, a time or two. So think about that. How you can take a bad situation that ends up turning into a great situation. Where are the grapes in California is a great story. Please share it. Mark on your calendar, National Nut Day. And other things that are going on in the month of November, I please reiterate that you can call in at 214-941-0110 in order to get on the e-blast. Happy anniversary, Mr. 5 years, 39 years to Mr. and Mrs. Thomas, 10 years from Cheryl and Derek Anderson. Quinn College becomes the first HBCU to host a G League basketball game. Congratulations. This date, October 27, 1950, Charles NBA game. That was October 22nd, 1950. All right. If you notice, there was a big, big shakeup on the sports world. A lot of people by ESPN, some gained employment with ESPN, Fox. Everybody kind of changed up a few things. And they're going to put their show on the road with Stephen A. Smith. Sharp. You have to remember last year Stephen A. brought his show on the road for FAMU's homecoming. And that's when we dedicated the stage to our son, the director of Rainforest. And if you can give me a call on the line here, we'll give you a prize if you give me the name of the famous director, and we'll see what's going on. It's about the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I am operating off tea. Went down to Houston last night and came back. Be back. Make sure I was here for you and had some other things I needed to do this morning. So got a chance, and we'll talk more at the top of the hour as well. Got a chance to meet a lot of people. And I was so shocked that in Houston, some people might say it differently, but Houston, Texas, for people that came from Florida to see our Rattlers play, the Tigers, Texas Southern, a wonderful hour. I know Cheryl always talks about some of the great things, some of her Delta sorority doing, and I know she has trying to think of the word right now, but keep it nice and straight here. Now, she loves her. But I know Kappa's in her heart, too. We love her for that. But I got a chance to see a young man that I, when I was full mark of my chapter at FAMU, he's like the chief over a lot of the facilities there in the Houston area. And you never know how you, but he said some things last night that just make you feel so good, because when you're in some of these roles, you're not aware of, you know, people see you, but who's really looking at you, trying to pick something. And the young man actually saw his full mark play. The way you carried yourself, I found myself emulating you. When I have my meetings with my company, how you just prepare your agenda. He said, we watched you, man. We didn't know what you were doing. But we knew where you were doing something right. And then you went on and did great things. I had to say this. You never know who's watching. You may have a captive audience right in front of you. And you know they're watching. But who's listening? Who's going to take something with them to make a difference not only in their lives, but the lives they with? That is what it's all about. And didn't expect that at all, but I loved it. I loved it. And I tell people, I didn't get here just overnight. A lot of people have the opportunity. I think Clyde Allen, my Sunday school teacher, came when we integrated. I was a young pup in Hillsborough County. And he was an old social studies teacher. And he kept us abreast of Black history. He taught us our culture. Now, this is Sunday school. We got it done real quick with the Sunday school lesson. Just hear what he had to tell us. And that was one of the most rewarding things that growing up. So I am saying to the folks in Washington, please, for the sake of the country, please get it together so we can be on. Trying to be Speaker of the House. Now, how about Mr. Jeffries? I know he's a minority, but again, I think he can lead them quite well. I really do. And that's something that we need to consider. My constituents, just tell the people over in Washington, I know they're there now, but if you can get a chance, you know, I don't know the rules as far as the speaker, but I'm sure if they select a minority, the minority in the House could take over. Absolutely wonderful. So that's something to consider, and we'll get it back with Mr. Jeffries a little bit later. All right, if you're looking at eBlast, some of the lifestyle things, Hamilton Park United Methodist, their 66th anniversary is being celebrated today. Reverend Dr. Ronald Henderson. I thought about a gentleman that's a pastor with I grew up with, and Dr. Ronald Henderson. At Hamilton Park, United Methodist, right down the corner of Schroeder and Forest Lane. Hamilton Park, you can't get up in the heart of Hamilton Park without passing the church. Now Forest Lane. Go and see Ronald Henderson. Madam C.J. Walker, pioneer in the hair industry. We've heard a million times, self-made millionaire, made things happen. And you know, folks, I can tell you this, if you're passionate passionate about anything in life, try to get it up to speed where you're able to do something with it. Because nothing beats a try. Nothing. I tell you, again, celebrating 190 years. I want to say good morning to Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes. Leading us in his new adventures. Continue to pray for him, folks. It's actually one thing for those who are listening. I understand leadership, but I tell you, it's tough when you're leading our folks. Our folks are something else. All right. So much is going on. So little time talking about at the top of the hour. I'll start right before the top. Just talking about some things that I encountered last night in Houston. I tell you, that 3.5 hours coming back seemed longer than the 3.5 going down. But what I want to say, and I recommend, get one of our rattlers that were there last night. We, our school, family, to see them play. There are so many people from Houston that Dawn at Roger Green. It's unbelievable. We have a lot here in Dallas. If we ever got together for the Texas Correlation, I think we'll run it. We could run the National Alumni Association. Curtis Johnson, National Alumni President, was at the game on yesterday. Spoke to Dr. Robinson, the president of the university, and his wife. Spoke to A.D. Sykes. Very entertaining to talk with her. Cheryl, she was wearing her crown as the queen of athletics. I got a chance to just kind of talk and throw some ideas out there for to consider to better things for our players. It is something when you're away from home and you feel like home. And that's how I felt last night. All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm hearing the dogs in my neighborhood bark. That's interesting. Very interesting to see and hear. Get at the top of the college sports. I'll give you some ranking. We got the NFL. We got baseball. I know about this Ranger match. The only win. Oh, boy. Absolutely something. I'm just so excited. Football, baseball, a little basketball. I think this time of the year is when all window. And I know Cheryl's a big fan. You know, I can't lose. I want the Rangers to win. They'll win. Dusty get another championship. You know, you got to have one person in the fight that don't have anything to challenge. But it's just something. I love it. All right, 47 after the hour. And I'm going to get our boss lady, if she wants to come on and tell some things that are going on with her. I didn't tell you, folks, she keeps us abreast with her daily blast. Again, 410110. You have to get on this blast. Some of the things you pick up, I know some days I was like, oh boy, I didn't know that was going on. We need to get it for. All right. What's going on for me? Some of the things that was going on, of course, Paul Quinn College support and doing things for the athletic department, encountering some things at work. I'm trying to make sure I have it right without, when we go to jobs, folks, understand what is it and what is needed in order for you to accomplish your goal. Please understand that. Understand what you need to do and it needs to be done. You can put your fingerprint on it, but it needs to be done. We are dealing with, and I'll try to be as vague, but I'm going to let you figure it out, with some employment issues where integrity, forthright, come up with a word today, is needed, and especially in all our jobs. You need to be able to do your job without any, or maintain straight lines, as we used to say. And folks, if you know you're doing something out of kilter, stop. You must stop. But no, we keep going till we get gone. With something like that, I tell you, my mind's spinning this morning. And probably from the travel all night to get back here this morning. But I can say this. And I live it to your foot. A moment last night where I call it my Cheers. It presents the themes of Cheers, the TV show. It's always nice to go where somebody knows your name. And it was a soft moment. Of course, we're going to be tough anyway. You won't know, but I will express to the listening audience a soft moment. Only because you don't know how you impact the lives of people around you. And that I've been doing as long as I can remember. But you can remember somebody's name and that you've had a relationship and they just so happy to see you. They are so, any words you can think of. But then they don't know about it, what some of the things have done. And I say that to say this. You never know who's watching. You never know who's watching. And if you're able to get to a point where you can make someone's life better, even with a word, anything, let's do it. Because it reciprocates. When you're happy, your house is happy. But that I felt last night. I walked in the stadium and people not just said, hey, Drew, hey, Andrew Wiggum, how you doing? I had a moment. And I know Cheryl has these moments because of the things that she's doing. But when people just, I don't know. I've always tried to be a very lucky guy. Some people might not believe that. But again, you let your actions speak for what you do. Never in a million years I would have thought that reception I got last night from that crowd was just unbelievable. It was so overwhelming. I sat down the whole fourth quarter. And as I mentioned earlier, a young man that I brought into the fraternity, or we brought into when I was in charge, is has a high job there in Houston. And that was the chair. The talk with him, Jesus grown, and tells you thank you. What you've done for us. And I was like, wow. So I say that to say this. You never know who's watching. You never know. And so always keep your best foot forward, folks. You can make up what's going on. All right. A lot of people have gotten on Dr. Rodriguez. We'll get you a little bit. I want to, just a little bit, but get you to come on because at the top of the hour, we want to do some Black College Sports. Press one, Dr. Rodriguez, and let's see what you got for. Oh, hold on, Dr. Rodriguez. We have the main lady speaking up. Good morning. Welcome to the world according to what's going on in your world this morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. I am so excited that you're here. Did you get a chance to go to Houston yesterday?
I didn't. I was just flying back in from Atlanta.
Ooh, I wish I had all your flyer miles. Lord, Jesus, I don't know where I would be.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. I was in Atlanta for Rainbow Push. And got back in, thought I was going to make it back in time for chapter meeting, Delta Sigma Theta. And it was my intent to be there. And the American Airlines folks said otherwise. So I didn't make it there, but I did make it to the Alpha Sigma Lambda's Rousseau Black and Old Gold Scholarship Gala last night, and I made it to the museum's disco ball. So,
Was that at the African American Museum?
The African American Museum, they actually had it at the Renaissance, and the Alphas were at the Omni.
Okay. So they were painting the town a little black and gold and everything in the middle.
Oh, my, I got to see a lot of people, and there were people telling me they were running because I understand the J.L. Turner Legal Association had its banquet last night also, and, you know, there are all these people running for office, so I'm sure they had to show up.
Right.
But I didn't make it over to that one.
But it's funny that you say about the elections in Houston last night. Or yesterday through last night, there were so many signs up for people running for mayor.
Mm.
And Sheila Jackson Lee, saw her posters pretty much throughout. I think she has a pretty good chance there in Houston. I don't know who is her competitor, but name recognition, all of that is right there for her in Houston. So we want to wish her well. And then I have a connection with her. Carrington worked for her a couple of summers ago.
Oh, okay.
In D.C. So I'm going to have to get Carrington to tell you a story about her that entered. I'll spoil it a little bit. That, you know, a lot of people think Sheila Jackson Lee can be very intimidating with her style. I mean, she's just straightforward. And Carrington was there, a bunch of interns, and Carrington, you know, Carrington being Carrington, they were writing things for Sheila Jackson Lee, and Carrington said she got a call personally for her to come, and she wrote a speech for her, for Sheila Jackson Lee, and I was like, wow, really? So, you know, I don't care how high people are, you know, they reach to try to pull people along, which is good. And then
right.
I, of course, having a personal interest in that, I told her, Well, all right, you ready? So what you gonna do? That's always my question to her, because you know, she's like American Airlines to me. It's something special in the air, and I think she's gonna be places I've only dreamed about. Talking about that, Andrew, you can go places I dreamed about, but she's going places, and he's no slouch. He's keeping up, but that little lady, and then everybody. I thought I had my own juice share last night. They asked me if I was Carrington. So I'm not Carrington Williams' dad. And I was like, oh my goodness. But go ahead, tell us about these great adventures we had.
Well, I just like, as in with Dr. Frederick D. Haynes III, as I would like for everyone to pray for Reverend Jesse Jackson. And he was hospitalized. He was actually one of many, which it took the wonderful, absolute icon, who I absolutely adore, Zenona Clayton, Mrs. Zenona Clayton, to joke about the many parties that were being held, because there were so many birthday parties held for Reverend Jackson. He turned 82, and he could not be there because he was hospitalized. But this was an opportunity for not only to celebrate his birthday, but also to introduce Pastor Haynes. And it was still a wonderful celebration. Just the excitement in the air, I just really have to tell you, the excitement is there about Rainbow Push and what under the leadership of Dr. Haynes, what it could be like. And so it was really, they had a 2-day conference and I was there. Other people from Dallas were there. People from across the country turned up. And, you know, we're just going to have to get more engaged. And if we are not reaching folks, we have to find a message that does reach them. You know, you can't tell people to, if you don't do A, you're not going to get a job, because they may not want a job. That may not be what inspires them. And I know I heard a long time ago someone said, and it's interesting I'm saying a long time ago, because you think, are people still doing it a long time ago? Yes, men are still sagging. And what is it going to take to get them to not sag? It's a mindset, and it's saying something, because every style comes and goes. It doesn't just stay indefinitely. And like that, it's what I'm talking about, clothing. And but you go into these young brothers and say, you won't get a job. Job is not what's motivating you. And someone said something about women dressing, and they said, and about people voting, and they said, if a woman tells her man, I'm not going to be with you if you don't vote, the man will vote if he, you know, wants to really be with her. And that's a motivation, because he said, oh, I want to be with her. And the same thing with if young ladies said, pull your pants up, you can't go with me, you know, like that. And I wonder if, Andrew and those listening, if young ladies had to do like they did in the past and take these brothers home to their parents. A lot of homes, if it wasn't the daddy, it was the granddaddy, but a male figure, even an uncle, they might say, hey, what's wrong with you? Pull your pants up. Would these women, would these females be taking some of these guys home? Now, we're going to look at a lot of things, and I just want people to keep their eyes on Rainbow Push in the next, even though I'm going to say the next year, and see what's happening. I want you to keep your eyes on of HBCUs in the next year and see what's going on. The Black Press, and really interesting, which they're having a Taste of Soul in Los Angeles. And while I was deployed to Atlanta, the chair of the National Newspaper Publishers Association was deployed to California for a Taste of Soul.
And okay.
I don't know if you've heard about it before, but I've heard so much about it, and I heard it is the place to be. Over 300,000 people show up. There's plenty of food, vendors, entertainment, just people, and so much, you know, under the leadership of Danny Bakewell, and he is the owner of the Los Angeles Sentinel. But there's so many things going on, so much information is like flying through my head that I do want to share you and the audience. And that's why I'm so glad we have iMessenger Media, because we can get information out. And are you going to homecoming?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Unless I just make the last ditch effort. I was making every effort to get Carrington there. They asked her to introduce the president. You know how young folks are. I said, you know, they call you, Carrington. What are you doing? If you need to get there, I'll get you there. You know, she she told me she's waiting on that 5th anniversary of her initiation, which is next year. And I said, well, you can do both if you want to. But I said, anytime you have an opportunity to introduce your president, I said, what you're doing too, since you left FAMU, there's some kids that were just pups, sophomores and freshmen, that were there when you were there, when you served. And now you're out 1 or 2 years. Now they're the leadership. Inspire them to do more. And they'll want to do like you or be like you. Mission, how you influence people. And I made mention of that earlier in, when I was there at the game, how many people, you know, it was gratifying, I'd say, Seth, because, you know, I just smile. I try to, Cheryl, act like type mentality instead of getting all overwhelmed. I was like a little kid on the inside. You know, I'm telling you all that, but of course, you have to maintain yourself. And you influence so many people. And you just want them to do well and move on. But it gives you that feeling of like, you know what? I'm serving my purpose. And that's what I've always felt with that. So I'm trying in the last ditch effort, but I told them that's something that we needed to do so they make sure that programs Monday. They've been printing programs this week on homecoming. So she's wrong now. She's still in our pocket. But I tried to at least give her there. As well. Sykes, A.D. Sykes.
Yes.
Go over and talk to her. I know she's overwhelmed. Everybody. But we were showing her something, and it's funny how things have worked out, Cheryl, to modify Bragg Stadium. I'll go ahead and put that out there. Trying to get in, and I seized the opportunity last night when I had my guys with me. We talked to her through foundation. You know, they take you around the track before they even let you in the track. And that's how we felt. But I said, I took a chance. Let's go with it. And she said, and hopefully we can get some things done because they...
Because y'all put a bunch of checks in my hand.
That works. But that's what we're basing it on. What we can do
now?
For the school. I said, that's what we're trying to base everything on. What can we do for the school? You know, we go to all these venues around the country where they're making money. And we were at a soccer stadium last night. Very nice. You know, my heart was broken because TSU cannot even play a game on campus, according to the NCAA. What are they doing to make things better? They have to go to a soccer field. They give them adequate locker rooms and certain specs they're looking for on the floor. 22,000 people. And I bet you about 5,000 was us.
Well, that's been the norm for Texas Southern. I've talked to them for years because they don't travel well, and they don't come to games. And they told me that it has a lot to do with where they have to go in Houston. And then, you know, but then when they have an opportunity at other places, I've talked to numerous conversations because, you know, just like there was the Texas Southern game, and you just couldn't get people to come to you couldn't get Texas Southern folks to support the team. And I just say to all of them, it's just really, you know, just really any school, you know, if you only go when the team is winning, do you win all the time? And if people were not there for you when you lose, how would you feel? You know, there's a lot to be said, you know, even about our athletic director, who is a woman, who is one of less than a handful of black, less than 10 black female athletic directors in the country. And she's not given any grace, as, you know, if we talk about when grace is being passed around, black women are last on the ladder to get it, because everyone feels like they could dump on black women, so much so that black women even begin dumping on them, you know. And I don't know why people do not think, you know, that she's going to get more suggestions, she's going to get more solutions, if you will. And I say, emphasize the way I said it, because it's not coming out the way it's spelled, because that's what you get, because you got to put some money and some meat to what your suggestions are. And then I think I venture to say that people will feel like she needs more solutions and suggestions than they would say to her male counterpart.
Right.
And that is very, you know, frustrating for me. Her name actually came up. I actually tweeted her a picture of April, and April played basketball for Florida State University. And she, you know, women athletes stick together around the country, and they know each other, and they know who's making, you know, wave places. And so April is out of D.C. She has a company, and she gets internships. She had 10 students who were interning with her who were Rainbow Push. Excellent students. And I could say out of the 10, 7 of them were Rattlers. I mean, so we took pictures and we had a good time together, and they represented us so well. But I say that to say that this one thing that we keep hearing from the Democratic Party, and you hear from black people also, we don't usually say it out loud around mixed company, but black people sure can say, they're going to let you know they don't have any money. But then you say, what are you spending your money on? And that's what I want to bring back to a point, because they were talking on social media about how a story was written by the Hilltop, and it's talking about how Diddy promised, Diddy, Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him, that he promised Howard University $1 million. And they wrote a story, and they got on him, and then the $1 million shows up. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well,
before I give mine.
Just got the support. You know, champion calls is, you know, because I grew up.
No, you don't want to go because you kind of worried about what I'm going to say, but I, so I'll just say it.
Everybody deserves chances.
I just want
the outcome, what's beneficial.
The same energy that goes into policing your own, into holding your own accountable, we need to hold the United States government. The same stories that need to be written because the government owes our HBCUs billions of dollars.
Absolutely.
I was on a call and I spoke with a Senator LaFonza Butler, is that her name, out of California? And the young senator. And that was my question to her. And she, she's a graduate of Howard. She's an HBCU grad. No. She's from Mississippi. I think she's a Jackson State alum. And Jackson State just seemed like they just came out of the woodworks when people started flourishing because we have the president of Jarvis Christian College is. So they're just hearing Jackson State a lot more. But she said it was a priority for her and for CBC. But I'm just saying we celebrate the victory of being, okay, we got the $1 million from Puffy. Well, guess what? The government owes HBCUs. The least it owes is more than $1 million to some of the schools. It owes billions with a B. And we need to have that same due diligence and get our money there also so that we can help our schools, so that we can have the facilities and the infrastructures and the programs. And, you know, it's just so much that we could do toward leveling the battlefield, if you would. It's not reparations, but it's the closest thing and the easiest thing that you can put your fingers on right now, especially when you have people screaming and shouting out loud about a billion-dollar check that the president wrote this past week.
Ooh. But you know what? Back to the HBCU thing, trying to do in Florida, they challenged him, of course, to stating that there was not enough money being sent to our schools. But yet still, that's what they've been trying to do, Cheryl. When FAMU, at one particular time, their enrollment was about 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
At that particular time, it was larger than Central Florida, University of West Florida, and FAMU had numbers. And they were so upset. Of course, we had to shake up. Then they started limiting the amount of students that were. So we wouldn't get the dollars that were by law. So in the business, they were in the business of trying to lower FAMU's numbers. Well, out of this, University of Florida is now the largest state university. They're larger than...
The University of what? Did you say Central Florida?
Central Florida, yeah. Once the title holder was University of Florida, South Florida is gaining as well. And FAMU's been doing things much longer. The oldest, and then FAMU comes in. We're older than Florida State.
Well, see, the thing you have to keep in mind, Andrew, and this is what's very very frustrating. I do have a cousin who is in her 70s, and she told me that when she was when she wanted to go to school, you know, that her dad, my uncle said, you know, and people were going to FAMU, then she said, and he said, you're not going up there and party. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, and those of you becoming, usually you hear that from people who haven't been to college. And because FAMU never makes the list of across the country of the top, and that's a list that HBCUs aren't on even, of the most partying schools. But we turn them away from there. We say we want them to be able to compete anywhere. When you know that going to FAMU, that's what happens. You get prepared to go anywhere, to be successful anywhere. So it's a, you know, we have to do, it's the indoctrination. Because I will tell you this, and I don't know if you read my Dear column. I don't think you do, because I would have expected some questions from you on the whole Dear thing. But anyway, I look at students, I look at people. I can tell you this, I have never heard anyone, maybe I've just missed them and you just tell me, I've never had anyone come up to me and say, I wish I had never gone to an HBCU. But I've had a heck of a lot of people who have gone to PWI say they wish they had the HBCU experience.
Traditionally, we never thought we could educate our own. We didn't
well,
have our.
We did when it was all we had.
We gave the foundation to the teachers that we encountered, since we're a little bit more seasoned than others. Came from our HBCUs, and then when the migration outward began, I think Florida State had their homecoming yesterday. And I had a couple of friends that went back, and they said about 20 of us. They were doing some line anniversaries as well, but they, you know, they would go back. And that's one of 15 years or so, whereas Cheryl Will hooked to get back to Tallahassee. I remember there was times I'd be on the road vacation. Those are the commitments that I feel that we've made. And we've all received a little something different from our HBCUs than a lot of places. It was just, and, you know, I'll give my right arm for FAMU to do anything, you know, to make it better. And it starts with sending your kids there, but... you know, again, he had all the opportunities flow on him. And even though Carrington ended up being the prize capabilities at the front end. You know, again, and a lot of parents who went to FAMU get upset, like I did, or don't accept the kid. But when other schools have given them the opportunity to, look, let me go back in my FAMU mode, giving them opportunity to matriculate. We miss so many kids. And as alums, we have to realize that every kid can't when it's yours. But when you know your kid qualify, and these other schools eat them up, you know, it makes you wonder about your school. But it's not, I'm never going to stop supporting my school. They've helped so many people. And Cheryl, I'm sure times have changed. There were some people you didn't know why or how they got in college. Or why. But then just being around kids who were about the business of better, help them transform into productive citizens after being in school with us. Because I can name 10 folks right now that, what the heck? But they end up doing great things.
Well, I just want to make sure that some of the needy get in, because I was joking with someone the other night because they were talking about someone who got a scholarship from to go to school, and I said, you know what, you know darn well your child did not need that scholarship. And I just know that this is a, and I'm going to get off with this because I want to hear some very important health information I'm sure you're going to have. But I just have to say something about, you know, the culture that we are continuing to have people thrive upon, because we have to build some type of wealth, and what that wealth, and we have to build some type of consciousness, because we talk about, there was a saying that says that we borrow what we need, and when in actuality we look at what are we doing with our money. There are students who really don't have the money to go to school, and there are those who do, and there are the ones who, you know, and then the deer that I was telling you about, I wrote because someone, an alum, contacted me and wanted to know, and someone may want to know out there, they wanted to know of a business, some business that would fill out scholarship applications for students. Not show them where the applications are, but complete them for them. Write their essays and all of this stuff. And so I know with AI, which for AI, I always think of Allen Iverson, but when you think about artificial intelligence, and people are checking to see that people are cheating now and using systems to write essays and perform tasks for them. But, you know, I told the parent, and I tell you, let's say, tell your daughter to get in touch with me. I will be there. Sometimes people, you know, will contact you. Sometimes they won't, and you'd work with them. But this person, I said, I don't want to respond to your child. And they said, please, by all means, do. So I wrote the person a long text that I turned into an article and a column. And then I'm basically asking them, what are you doing while somebody else is doing something for you that you won't even do for yourself? We can't keep talking about where these kids come from and where they're getting these type of postures and attitudes about things from, because we're giving it to them, because we're saying you don't have to do the work, and then we wonder why they have imposter syndrome. You have imposter syndrome because if you got dunked in a pool and came out, no one would know who you are. You get imposter syndrome because you've let someone else do your work for you. So when they tell you to come in and sit down and write something, you can't write it. And you're afraid of being found out because other people have been doing everything for you. So we have to get off of that wagon and make our children do something for themselves. Now, at the end of my column, I did tell the person, if you want me to sit down with you and help you navigate through the process, because this was for a young brother, and I said, you know, I know as someone who's judged a lot of applications, we get really excited when young black men apply for scholarships. Because why? Because a lot of them aren't. So when an application comes across our table, our desk, we're like, oh, wow, let's look at this and give it a second and a third look. But I told him, I said, if you want me to help you through the process, show you how to do for yourself, because I said, what are you going to be doing while somebody's doing that? Are you going to be on a staycation somewhere? Are you going to be attending an all-night party or what are you going to be doing to better yourself while somebody's doing the work to make you better? And so I said, I would help if they wanted that. I said, but other than that, I was like, boy, bye. That's all I had for them because I'm not going to criticize them. I'm going to offer help and say, I will do this for you, but if you don't take it, no harm, no foul. But don't be up here talking about I got 5 figures of school loan debt when in college you didn't spend any time at all grinding or even knowing what it's like to budget your money because you don't have to worry about whether you I'm going to use females as an example because I know the things that they have to have. But you call asking for money for your sanitary needs, but you got your hair, you got your nails, you got your eyelashes. We're talking about hundreds of dollars a month the students are using for all of those things. You have to have the latest outfit. You have to go on the latest trip. You have to have a nice car because, God forbid, you have a hoopty. We need to prioritize, and we have to make sure that parents, yeah, you want to give your child everything, but you should not have to suffer that hard for your child to go through an experience where they're not learning anything because you're getting an education on campus, you're getting an education off campus, and Andrew, you know, the majority of times, if you think of anybody who's gotten fired, it wasn't because of what was in the books. It was because of what wasn't in the books. And there are some things our young people need to learn. They really need to learn. And we can't live their life for them because there's some things when they don't want us of what they're doing, they're good at keeping that from us. So when they need some things, then say, figure it out for yourself. Work it out for yourself. And then just know I'm always there for you. So that's in my dear columns I write about things like that. And I am going to be writing a lot more about alums helping their school out. And every time, it's like how many, every time I said something on social media, every time you post something with your suggestion for how you can make it better, you should Cash App or Venmo or Zelle with that. Send something other than your opinion and sometimes your uneducated, unresearched analysis of things.
So but look, we really and a lot of people still have not supporting our school, preparing. You're gonna get that mindset because they've never opened on the other side. You know it's a window with no potential until you open it. And
so what does our future look like? How do we help them if we want to help them? You know, if you really want to help your in the future, come on, Andrew, because guess what? They already blaming it on us. For the way children are acting today, they're blamed. Where did these children come from? They parents and I will tell you this: every child is out there doing wrong or doing bad. They didn't come from these so-called bad homes.
Right.
They came from, it's just a mixture of people, so we need to get over that. But that is, you know, the reality of it. But we're going, and they talked about that at Operation Push. What are people going to look back and say about us? We know they're going to say something about the pictures they see because, you know, we look back at pictures from, you know, you look at pictures of your brothers back from the 40s and the 20s, and one thing you probably said about them, they were sharp.
Oh, sharp as
are they going to be, what are they going to be saying about us?
Dull tech. But you raised very good points. It's up to us to maintain the legacy of it. It starts early. I was looking at the amount of kids that were at the game last night with their orange or green on. That's how it starts. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, Cheryl. When we used to go to the game as shorties, my mom would be singing the alma mater, and of course, you would think she's singing louder than anybody. And how proud she was singing the alma mater thing. And you just kept hearing it. And then I get a little misty when I sing it, when I think about my parents, what they've gone through. And kind of, I mean, it was in there or but let me leave you with this, and we're going to do some black college sports as well as is that when you're getting your kids going, I just, you know, start taking them like I was doing, what was done for me. And, you know, they got an interest in it. But it's sometimes when you lose your kids at your house, it's like you didn't believe in what you had. And I was like, wow. Because we have you that's excelling in your field. I try to make a difference in what I did last night. One of my scrollers under my leadership was security at the stadiums in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa. I said, so we did anything we wanted.
We did it. We did it. And we want better, we want more for our children, but we have to also know that we don't want, we would say we don't want them to struggle as much as we did, but we also know that there has to be some struggle at some point, because if they don't get it from us, they're going to get it eventually.
Well, thank you as always. We're going to get some black college sports, and when you've always had me, you do it when we were in the studio. It was always a pleasure. Now things are a little easier.
And I'll just tell you that it was really, when I was at the events last night, I was just like, what is the score? What is the score? What is the score? And it didn't start out too good for us. And I just said, you know what? It ain't over. And when it was over, it was a good feeling.
Right. It is.
And Dan was there too. Did we win the AKA scholarship?
That I don't know.
You say what now?
Lynn. You talking about Lynn Coleman's event?
Well, you will call it Lynn Coleman's event, yes.
Yeah, she was in Houston. So I didn't get a chance to see her.
I saw pictures of Vivian.
Okay.
I just wonder if we won because we've been victorious so much. So I just wondered.
All right. Well, you know what? Like we know we did it. We did our part. We showed up and showed out.
Always.
Always. All right. Well, thank you as always. Let's talk sports. The chance of a lifetime. And also, to give the college, the people in the CIW, action on you, victorious, pretty much a second. 7, 28, 36, 56, 47, 56, 54, 54, Jackson State over Mississippi, 1-6. Pine Bluff, 31. Southern Miss University, 28-8. And I've Emancipation Boulevard. Look for a big over the Tigers of Texas. An excellent event. This side. And again, that's what I just don't understand. We got to get there, but I'm very slow. I was kind of living this far, and they're not going to. We're down 14-0 for 31, actually 21 unanswered points, but a total of 31, and we got it done. Happy to see everyone that was there. We just proud. Thank you, FAMU, for what you do. We will be seen. We're gonna thank you so much for your patience. Mute yourself. And she's getting one and press it again. A connection here. And unmute yourself.
Okay, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Well, I ain't got that much time, so I was going to let me do from my Ayurvedic herbs. Those are herbs that are used in the ancient Indian healing system, and they focus on balancing the mind, body, and environment. And I actually have them written down like in alphabetical order, so I'll just go with the very first one, which is amla. Amla is like another nickname for it is the Indian gooseberry. Now, this is a fruit with antioxidant properties that are high in ascorbic acid, vitamin C, and polyphenols. It decreases the following major lipids. It decreases triglycerides, your total cholesterol, and your low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, or that's your bad cholesterol. Now, amla has been known to lower what's also known as the atherogenic index of plasma. And that's like your ratio of triglycerides to high-density lipoprotein, cholesterol, HDL. By a decreased ratio, it is associated with a lower risk of heart disease. And then amla is also known to reduce blood glucose and C-reactive protein levels. And that's a marker of inflammation in your body. And it's been shown to decrease the symptoms and severity of gastroesophageal reflux disease by almost 50% when compared to placebos.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good herb. And you can find most of these herbs that I'm talking about, you can find them at the your local Asian market. And then
wait a minute. Your herbs. When I hear that, because, you know, as a kid, you hard and do everything. But, you know, I hate your herb.
Are you? still here.
Okay.
I was also going to do ashwagandha because almost everybody is taking ashwagandha or is taking it right now. Ashwagandha is also known as Indian ginseng or winter cherry. It's been studied for many conditions. Research suggests it can improve brain function, like attention and your reaction time. Ashwagandha has also been shown to reduce anxiety and levels of stress of the stress hormone cortisol. It's believed to act as an adaptogen, and adaptogen is a substance that helps protect the body from stress. And then, of course, ashwagandha may boost testosterone levels in males by 15% or more. And it's also touted to improve male sexual health. So those are the two I was going to do today. And that's amla and ashwagandha.
Okay. And why did you laugh a little bit with that, Dr. Rodriguez?
Because I just added that in there for the men that are listening. Because most people use the ashwagandha to reduce stress and lower their cortisol levels. But most people don't know it could also boost your testosterone levels and improve your sexual health.
And people that missed it. And what was that one again?
Ashwagandha.
We think. If you can go ahead and finish.
You may spell it for me?
I got it. You know, you can look, you can spell half of it and get it. Google will help you get the rest of it. But did you have some other
I was just going to stop at those two. I have lots, and I was going to do an entirely different one, but the one I was going to do was like 4 pages long. So I just do these two little short ones.
We appreciate you. I
know
a lot of people listen, and they get this opportunity to get some alternatives.
Yeah. Take out all of them, Herb.
January, we have the Don't Believe the Hype Healthy Expo. So we would love for you to be there spreading your. I told you I was going to get out that shell, and you're doing much better. We've gotten clients, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I say yes.
All right, so. You know, we take it to another level where we can give you even larger. We just help. And folks who are listening, we special nuggets to add to your life that will make a difference not only for you but for your families and friends around you. We want to be the person that you can be. 47 minutes after the hour. We've talked about so many things today. We've talked with Cheryl Smith, talking about soliciting, who has been sick. Frederick Douglass Haynes. I just love to say his name because a lot of people know Freddie D. Haynes III, and it's just the legacy behind understanding of the third responsibility. Your father and your father started, and you just want to make it that much better. We've talked about some of the things of our HBCUs. Get them really prepared for the next century. There's a lot of states based on enrollment. And when our enrollments are low, we get less dollars. And high, they get a whole section of the city. It is what it is. It just continues. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, there's some things, I need to mention a few things to you. You know, we got to get you on the e-blast so that you can get these daily things of, you talk about everything. You got skincare, morning.
I keep losing that number.
Okay.
So what's the number again?
Area code 214-0110. Fixing
zero,
the ratio.
0.
Uh-huh. I'll repeat it. 214-941-0101. And then they can add your email.
Andrew?
Yes, Cheryl.
It is easy to go to the website and subscribe.
Okay. I was...
What's that at? What's the email address?
It's www.texasmetronews.com.
Texas Metro.
And you touched on the two things I needed to hear this morning, so I was glad. And I think... one of them is not just for men.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm saying because if they don't take it, it has a negative impact on women.
Oh.
All right.
Andrew, not saying anything is wrong in the Wiggum household. But we'd love to have you. I mean, so much, so often people... you take all of these prescriptions and stuff, and that's big business. But all it does is you take one thing to offset another thing, Doc, and then you just find yourself just taking a bunch of meds, and I just rather be natural. So I appreciate you so very much.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the moment. I wish I had my violin out. I really do.
Just get, what is that? And you see how he said he Googled and he took, he may be telling us something inadvertently, which giving us too much information, but give him that information again.
About the Ashwanda?
Yes.
First of all, spell it.
Ashwanda. A-S-H-W-A-G. A-N-D-H-A.
You're going to be ready, Andrew.
A-S-A.
A is Ash, like A-S-H.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and then
A-S-H.
The wag in there, like a dog wagging his tail, W-A-G.
Oh, look at you. And Ash wag.
Yeah, uh-huh. It popped right on them. Then put and in there, A-N-D. And then ha, like, you know, like a good laugh, ha.
And maybe the laugh will stop,
Cheryl,
Andrew.
Cheryl, I'm gonna have to mute your mic. Look how you're doing. All right. So let me make sure. H-W-A-G-A-N-D-H-A.
That's it.
Ash, wah, and ha. It sounds like some lotion transfer in a good way.
Like people have been adding this ashwagandha to their diet for some years now, especially female. It's a really great thing for stress.
Oh, wow.
And if you check out your bedroom, your wife probably got some in there someplace.
All right.
He's stressing her out.
Buy some more black college sports. I tell you. All right. So we have a hand on that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cheryl, for what they should know. Or I'll leave it at that. if I could blush, if you the sky is blushing well on my side, but it is, y'all got me blushing over here. Oh Lord, that's not good for a man. Yeah, but it's just so much, and ladies, still have a little time to go, but you know, we appreciate you all. You actually keep us straight, keep us on the road and just trying to be healthy. We need to do more. Definitely straight and narrow when it comes to our health issues. You know, it's something about daddy had it, big mama had some things, and put that together, you wonder how you got this kind of problem. But y'all on it.
You know, Andrew, when I was in Atlanta, someone who, they have a name for what they call people who are born in Atlanta, because this was a person from there, and my stomach was having issues, and she went and got an old ginger ale, and she said that this is what, you know, people have all kind of remedies for things. I know down in the Tampa, Plant City area, my grandma had a lot of old remedies, but she said it was really strong ginger ale soda to try to settle my stomach. Yeah. And those old remedies work.
Now, when you say old, that was,
you mean,
still had a lot of pop to it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you threw me for a minute. Oh, yeah, ginger ale. Everybody, ginger ale, just put it like a rail. Everybody put it all together. It'll get that gas off your stomach. What we always liked about it, didn't compare to yours. Sprite can do the same thing. But, you know, they're trying to drink a Coke, Dr. Pepper, to get the gas off their stomach.
Okay, well, there was a time back in the day when gas wasn't referred to when talking about ladies.
Yes, just
this is the last day of the fair for people who want to get out. Can't get out there to the Texas State Fair.
Yeah. You know, I want to say something before we go back. You know, when I was so excited the times I've been there once, and I may go back out here this evening and get a candy apple. But I have some fond memories since I've been in Dallas. Had a lady that worked for Fletcher Corny Dog, a big fan of the Corny Dogs. We used to call ours Pronto Pups. Dr. Rodriguez, I don't know if you're familiar with that. Pronto Puffs. But we used to use batter and put it all over, dunk the wiener, and we were fried that way. So it didn't quite have the corn taste of like cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate it, so it may be on the internet. Pronto. Oh, my first experience. We got a couple of minutes. And it was so big, and all you can think about, they said things are, and I thought that was the biggest chicken leg I ever seen in my life. our turkey legs, You had a turkey leg at Thanksgiving, but so from a cultural standpoint, you know, about that. And it's, you know, and but that broadens our, because there's so many things people do differently throughout our country. We have a lot of similarities as well. So I thank you, ladies, so much for today, Cheryl, talking about the herb for me to I can't eat. It's okay, Cheryl. It's okay. It's okay. I thank you for just all of my mom. We'll be black next week. Thank you again, Cheryl Rodriguez. You all make my morning complete. Keep me smiling in the midst of all this encountering every week. But it's been awesome.
Well, if you come out to the fair, let me know.
Okay. Will do. FAMU had a victory on yesterday. I tell you, nothing like the school that gave me an opportunity. And I thank you much. And I'll... Thank you.